Hello there, and welcome to the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, episode number 27, Friday edition, where in 52 weeks, we'll read the entire Bible. My name is Steve Webb, and I'm your host. Welcome. I'm glad you're here. If you'd like to contact me, my email address is steve@lifespringmedia.com. Since it is Friday, we're going to read one of the books of prophecy, and we're going to read Isaiah chapters 18 through 22. If you'd like to know what Bible translations I'm using today, that info is at bible.lifespringmedia.com, and you're going to want to look for episode 27. Please remember that this is a listener-supported show. There'll never be any outside advertisers here, but there are costs involved with keeping the lights on. So I'd like to ask you to go over to lifespringmedia.com/support and see if giving to LifeSpring Media is something you could do. All right, let's see what God's Word holds for us today. Let's begin. Isaiah chapter 18. Woe to the land shadowed with buzzing wings, which is beyond the rivers of Ethiopia, which sends ambassadors by sea, even in vessels of reed on the waters, saying, "Go, swift messengers, to a nation tall and smooth of skin, to a people terrible from their beginning onward, a nation powerful and treading down, whose land the rivers divide. All inhabitants of the world and dwellers on the earth, when he lifts up a banner on the mountains, you see it, and when he blows a trumpet, you hear it. For so the Lord said to me, I will take my rest, and I will look from my dwelling place like clear heat in sunshine, like a cloud of dew in the heat of harvest. For before the harvest, when the bud is perfect and the sour grape is ripening in the flower, he will both cut off the sprigs with pruning hooks and take away and cut down the branches. They will be left together for the mountain birds of prey and for the beasts of the earth. The birds of prey will summer on them, and the beasts of the earth will winter on them. In that time a present will be brought to the Lord of hosts from a people tall and smooth of skin, and from a people terrible from their beginning onward, a nation powerful and treading down, whose land the rivers divide, to the place of the name of the Lord of hosts, to Mount Zion." Isaiah chapter 19. The burden against Egypt. Behold, the Lord rides on a swift cloud, and will come into Egypt. The idols of Egypt will totter at his presence, and the heart of Egypt will melt in its midst. I will set Egyptians against Egyptians. Everyone will fight against his brother, and everyone against his neighbor, city against city, kingdom against kingdom. The spirit of Egypt will fail in its midst. I will destroy their counsel, and they will consult the idols and the charmers, the mediums and the sorcerers. And the Egyptians I will give into the hand of a cruel master, and a fierce king will rule over them, says the Lord of hosts. The waters will fail from the sea, and the river will be wasted and dried up. The rivers will turn foul. The brooks of defense will be emptied and dried up. The reeds and rushes will wither. The papyrus reeds by the river, by the mouth of the river, and everything sown by the river will wither, be driven away, and be no more. The fishermen will also mourn. All those will lament who cast hooks into the river, and they will languish who spread nets on the waters. Moreover, those who work in the fine flax and those who weave fine fabric will be ashamed, and its foundations will be broken. All who make wages will be troubled of soul. Surely the princes of Zoan are fools. Pharaoh's wise counselors give foolish counsel. How do you say to Pharaoh, "I am the son of the wise, the son of ancient kings"? Where are they? Where are your wise men? Let them tell you now, and let them know what the Lord of hosts has purposed against Egypt. The princes of Zoan have become fools. The princes of Noph are deceived. They have also deluded Egypt, those who are the mainstay of its tribes. The Lord has mingled a perverse spirit in her midst, and they have caused Egypt to err in all her work, as a drunken man staggers in his vomit. Neither will there be any work for Egypt which the head or tail, palm branch or bulrush may do. In that day Egypt will be like women, and will be afraid and fear because of the waving of the hand of the Lord of hosts, which he waves over it. And the land of Judah will be a terror to Egypt. Everyone who makes mention of it will be afraid in himself, because of the counsel of the Lord of hosts, which he has determined against it. In that day 5 cities in the land of Egypt will speak the language of Canaan and swear by the Lord of hosts. One will be called the City of Destruction. In that day there will be an altar to the Lord in the midst of the land of Egypt, and a pillar to the Lord at its border. And it will be for a sign and for a witness to the Lord of hosts in the land of Egypt. For they will cry out to the Lord because of the oppressors, and he will send them a Savior and a mighty one, and he will deliver them. Then the Lord will be known to Egypt, and the Egyptians will know the Lord in that day, and will make sacrifice and offering. Yes, they will make a vow to the Lord and perform it. And the Lord will strike Egypt, he will strike it and heal it. They will return to the Lord, and he will be entreated by them and heal them. In that day there will be a highway from Egypt to Assyria, and the Assyrian will come into Egypt, and the Egyptian into Assyria, and the Egyptians will serve with the Assyrians. In that day Israel will be one of three with Egypt and Assyria, a blessing in the midst of the land, whom the Lord of hosts shall bless, saying, Blessed is Egypt, my people, and Assyria, the work of my hands, and Israel, my inheritance. Isaiah chapter 20. In the year that Assyria's king Sargon sent his general to Ashdod, he fought against Ashdod and captured it. At that time the Lord had spoken through Isaiah, Amos's son, Go, take off the mourning clothes from your waist, and remove the shoes from your feet. And Isaiah did this, walking naked and barefoot. The Lord said, Just as my servant Isaiah has walked naked and barefoot 3 years as a sign and omen against Egypt and Cush, so will the king of Assyria lead the captives of Egypt and the exiles of Cush, both young and old, naked and barefoot, with buttocks bared, humiliating Egypt. They will be shattered and shamed because of Cush, their hope, and because of Egypt, their glory. On that day, those who live on this coast will say, Look at those in whom we have hoped, to whom we fled for help and rescue from the king of Assyria. How then will we escape? Isaiah chapter 21. An oracle about the wilderness near the sea. Like whirlwinds sweeping through the arid southern plain, it comes from the desert, from a fearsome land. A harsh vision was proclaimed to me. The betrayer betrays, and the destroyer destroys. Go up, Elam! Lay siege, Media! Put an end to all her groaning. Therefore I'm shaken to my core in anguish. Pains have seized me like the pains of a woman in labor. I'm too bent over to hear, too dismayed to see. My heart pounds, convulsions overpower me. He has turned my evening of pleasure into dread, setting the table, spreading the cloth, eating, drinking. Arise, captains, polish the shields. The Lord said this to me, Go, post a lookout to report what he sees. When he sees chariots, pairs of horsemen, donkey riders, camel riders, he should listen carefully, carefully, very carefully. Then the seer called out, Upon a watchtower, Lord, I'm standing all day, and upon my observation post I'm stationed throughout the night. Here they come, charioteers, pairs of horsemen. One spoke up and said, Fallen, fallen is Babylon, and all the images of her gods are shattered on the ground. O my downtrodden people, threshed on my threshing floor, what I heard from the Lord of heavenly forces, the God of Israel, I reported to you. An oracle about Duma. Someone is calling to me from Seir. Guard, how long is the night? Guard, how long is the night? The guard said, Morning has come, but it is still night. If you must inquire, inquire. Come back again. An oracle about the desert. In the woods, in the desert where you camp, caravans of the Dedanites meet the thirsty with water. Inhabitants of the land of Tema greet the refugees with bread. They have fled from swords, from the drawn sword, from the bent bow, and from the intensity of battle. So the Lord said to me, Within a year, according to the number of years for which a laborer is hired, all the glory of Kedar will end. There will be few Kedarite archers remaining. The Lord God of Israel has spoken. Isaiah chapter 22. An oracle about the Valley of Vision. What is wrong with you, that you have all gone up to the rooftops, you who are filled with noise, you roaring city, you party town? Your dead weren't slaughtered by the sword. They didn't die in battle. All your leaders escaped together, but were captured without a single bow shot. All your escapees were bound together, even though they fled far away. Therefore I said, Don't look at me, let me weep bitterly. Don't try to comfort me about the destruction of my dearly loved people. The Lord God of heavenly forces has a day of tumult and trampling and turmoil in the valley of vision, a breaking down of walls, a cry for help to the mountains. Elam carried the quiver with chariots and horsemen, and Kir uncovered the shield. Your finest valleys were filled with chariots. Your horsemen doggedly guarded the gate. Judah's covering has been stripped away. On that day you trusted the weapons in the forest house. You observed the many broken defenses in David's city, and you collected the waters of the lower pool. You counted Jerusalem's houses, and you tore down houses to fortify the wall. You made a reservoir between the walls for the water of the earlier pool, but you didn't trust its maker. You didn't consider the one who planned it long ago. The Lord God of heavenly forces called on that day for weeping and mourning and shaven heads and wearing of mourning clothes. But instead, there was fun and frivolity, killing of cattle and slaughtering of sheep, eating of meat and drinking of wine. Eat and drink, tomorrow we will die. But the Lord of heavenly forces has revealed in my hearing, this iniquity won't be forgiven until you die, says the Lord God of heavenly forces. The Lord God of heavenly forces says, go now to this official, to Shebna, who is in charge of the house, and say to him, what do you have here, and whom do you have here, that you have hewed out a tomb for yourself, you who cuts his grave on high and carves himself a home in the cliff? The Lord is about to hurl you down, mighty man. He is surely going to cover you with darkness. He will indeed unroll your head wrapping, rolling it like a ball into the open country. There you will die with your glorious chariots, you disgrace to the house of your master. I will thrust you from your monument. You will be pulled down from your platform. On that day I will call my servant Eliakim, Hilkiah's son. I will give him your robe and wrap him in your sash, and I will hand over to him your authority. He will be a father to the inhabitants of Jerusalem and to the house of Judah. I will place the key to David's house on his shoulder. What he opens, no one will close, and what he closes, no one will open. I will fasten him securely like a tent peg, and he will be a throne of honor for his ancestors' house. All the honor of his household will hang on him, the offspring and the offshoots, every little dish, every bowl, every jar. On that day, says the Lord of heavenly forces, the peg that is fastened securely will give way. It will be cut down, and it will fall, and all the load hanging on it will be lost. The Lord has spoken. My goodness, there did not seem to be very much good news in these chapters, did there? How would you like to have been in Isaiah's shoes, delivering these messages of doom and calamity? It is good to keep in mind that in this book, Isaiah often talks about the mercy and grace that God wants to give to the people who will turn from their wicked ways. He does say in this book, the Lord will have compassion and God will be a refuge from the storm, and there are other messages like that in the book of Isaiah. The reason for chapters like we read today is to give a solemn warning of what will come to those who refuse to repent and follow God. Yes, he is a God of grace, but he is also a righteous and holy God. Email me and let me know your thoughts. Steve@lifespringmedia.com. Well, I hope you've had a good week. Tomorrow is Saturday, so we get to read from the Gospels. Yay! We'll read Matthew chapters 8 through 10. And please remember, I do need your support. It takes time to create these podcasts for you, and there are many expenses involved. What's the value that LifeSpring Media brings to you? Is it worth the cost of a cup of coffee? A nice dinner and a movie? Go to lifespringmedia.com/support and see what makes sense for you. Until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Bye.